From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Local media reports from Belgium say police have detained 25-year-old Najim Lechui, a suspect in Tuesday's bombings in Brussels, in which at least 34 people were killed. Reports say Lechui was arrested in the Brussels area's municipality of Anderlecht and had been sought by police even for the Brussels bombings. The other two bombers have been identified by media reports as brothers, Khalid and Brahim Al-Barqui, ages 27 and 30. The Belgian government, however, has not yet confirmed that information. Meanwhile, the Brussels airport has announced that it will remain closed to passenger flights for at least another day, right up until the start of the busy Easter weekend. Airport officials said they would have to cancel some 600 flights each on Wednesday and Thursday. Meanwhile, the explosions in the Belgian capital happened within a few kilometers of the area that's home to NATO and the EU. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama, who was in Havana, said he would do whatever was necessary to help Belgium. Later, he spoke by phone with the Belgian prime minister. At least 9 Americans were among the wounded, including one Air Force service member. Mr. Obama has ordered flags lowered at half-staff on U.S. government buildings. You can read more on World Reaction at voanews.com. The U.N. envoy to Libya has complained that the Tripoli-based government won't let him land in the country's capital. Martin Kobler said in a Twitter posting on Wednesday that he's had to cancel another flight to Tripoli because of it. He says that he just wanted to help pave the way to peace and that the United Nations must be given access to the Libyan capital. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is due in Moscow Wednesday for talks on Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Syria and Ukraine are expected to top the agenda. The State Department says Kerry and Russian officials would discuss how to ensure the cessation of hostilities continues in Syria, provide humanitarian aid, and improve and expand access for humanitarian workers. Earlier today, in a press briefing, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier agreed on the need for inclusive Syria talks. This is the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mr. Lavrov says, we agreed, as far as I understand, on the necessity to ensure the truly inclusive character of the inter-Syrian dialogue so that it includes the delegations of both the government and the whole range of Syrian opposition, including Kurds. And as we are speaking about negotiating the foundations of the Syrian state. Meanwhile, the German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said that in the end, there had to be a solution that sees Syria preserved as one united secular state where all the different groups of people can live together in peace. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Argentina for a two-day visit that signals warming relations with the troubled nation, but also coincides with the 40th anniversary of a coup that was supported by the United States. President Obama touched down in Buenos Aires just after midnight Wednesday local time in his next stop after his historic visit to Cuba. The president is to meet with Argentina's new president, Mauricio Macri, who has signaled that he wants stronger economic ties to Washington and other free market economies. That's the sound of refugees and migrants that are stranded in the Greek border that have staged protests Wednesday. They're at the border there with Macedonia and on islands near the Turkish coast. Officials are still unsure when an international agreement to reduce migration will take effect. Several of those 100 protesters camped out at the border disrupted food distribution by charities in a sprawling tent camp that has sprouted near the village of Idomeni, and they demanded that the border be reopened. The Israeli military has imposed a four-day closure on the West Bank. The move bans Palestinians from entering Israel during the Jewish festival of Purim. The military says the closure began early Wednesday and will be maintained throughout the holiday, ending at midnight on Saturday. Israel considers Jewish holidays likely times for Palestinian attacks and regularly imposes closures. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.